Welcome into Trojan Preview for Week 5 of the high school football season. Jim Field, along with Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein, coming off a tough one last week, a 17-7 loss to a pass-happy ADM team that also saw a pretty decent ground game last week, too. Coach, thanks for being with us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about last week's game with ADM. Tough one, 17-7, but a team that throws the ball all over the yard a lot, and they got some pretty decent numbers out of their quarterback, Frank Weiland, but he was also, the ground game got a little bit of something there, too. What was it that they were doing offensively last week that worked well for them?
Well, they just, they got us spread out a little bit and got us a little bit out of what we wanted to do as far as bringing pressure, because they hit some big plays on us and slowed down our pressure game a little bit. And, we did not play very well last week as an overall team. And, we kind of feel like, as coaches and as a team, we kind of gave that one away. So we got to get that stuff fixed.
Well, it was a different offense than what you've seen so far early this year. You've seen a lot of teams running the ball quite a bit, and this was a team that likes to pass the ball a lot. They did run some. You really held the running game in check pretty well. They didn't have anybody run for more than 27 yards in the football game. They rushed for under 100 yards as a team. Are you satisfied with that effort?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good when you can, limit the run game, and that's one of our big goals is, hey, we're gonna stop the run. We're going to put guys in the box because, when teams are – running the football and getting first downs on you, you feel like you're getting beat up, all the time. So that's one of our big goals as a defense, is to really shut down the run. And, we were pretty happy with the way we did play against the run. We needed to do a little bit better against the pass.
Well, with the Weiland kid at quarterback, a couple of kids with the last name Sloss out there, pretty decent receivers. Each of them caught a touchdown pass last week. That's where they did the majority of that damage. Let's talk about the other side, because your defense has looked pretty good this year. I know the offense hasn't been scoring a ton of points, but the defense has been playing very, very well. How did the offense look last week?
Kind of the same thing. I mean, we didn't look real sharp. We had some mistakes mentally and physical mistakes. And, there wasn't really anything that they did different. It's just, we didn't give the kind of effort and have the mental focus that we probably should have had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's been a lot of the ground game with your ball club. Are you starting to mix it up a little bit more?
Yeah, we've got a pretty good pass game package put together. They're just – so far, there hasn't been, a real need to, hey, let's open it up and throw the ball around. Plus, we've got some stuff to fix up front when teams start giving us pressure. We've had a few issues picking up blitzes once in a while, so sometimes it's safer to just run the ball.
Well, how about the physical conditioning of your ball club right now? Because sometimes those teams that like to spread it out, throw the ball a lot, they can really tire you out because they make you cover the whole field. And sometimes they get up the line of scrimmage a little quicker than maybe you'd like them to and get that game clock moving a lot faster. But how's the conditioning of the club right now? We're halfway through the season. They should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, our kids are in good shape. And, right after week one, we said, hey, we need to start rotating some guys in. And, we've rotated a lot of guys in on defense. And, mm-hmm. We've rotated a few guys in on offense. But I think that's probably more than anything that's really helped us out is, just trying to keep guys fresh by, keeping fresh bodies on the field.
Sure. Defensively, who were your guys that were standouts last week?
Everybody played, our front six, seven guys played really well. Robbie Bodine, I think people are trying to avoid him now. I mean, they didn't even hardly go his way at all last week, so... he's really proven himself to be a solid corner in the district. And, but like I said, our front six or seven guys, really did a nice job, like I said, stopping the run, and they got some pressure on the quarterback. And, we ended up with, three sacks, something like that. And, that's good when you're getting to the quarterback that much.
Yeah. How about offensively? What were you pleased with offensively last week?
There wasn't a lot that we really, after watching the film, sat back and said, wow, this we did pretty well. It was really kind of hit and miss. Once in a while we'd, have something that looked really good, and then, the next time we, didn't look very good. But, Drake Roller did a pretty good job running the football for us, and, you know, and we had a couple nice catches from some guys, but you know, we didn't do a great job blocking both inside and outside, and you know, and that's some things we need to fix.
All right. Well, there's plenty of time to fix those things too. But let's talk a little bit about the game coming up now tonight. You've got a chance to travel up to Merrill Field, play on a surface that we don't play on a lot around here. They play on the field turf up there. And you're going to play a team that's really struggling to find themselves right now. We don't say this very often about Harlan. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever said this before about Harlan, but they're 1-3, and they have lost three in a row, and they've lost by scores combined of 100-14 over the last 3 weeks. Last week, losing a 34-0 game against Dallas Center Grimes. Harlan's been a team that coming into that game was averaging about 200 yards total offense a game. After that game, their average is down to about 185. They're really having a hard time getting out of the gate offensively, and then they lose their quarterback. So does this have opposing coaches now for the first time looking at a Harlan team and maybe thinking, hey, let's start to lick our chops a little bit and see what we can do to get after these guys? I mean, what's the mindset now for you guys heading into that game?
Well, you know, we try to approach every game kind of the same, but you know, we've put a little bit more emphasis on this one, just you know, because it is, you know, everybody talks about, you know, well, Harlan's big rival game. Well, you know, to be a rival game, you've got to win it sometimes, and it's been, you know, since 2002, since Atlantic's won it, and you know, it's been a long time before that, before they, you know, they won another one. And you know, so that's been our big point of emphasis with the kids this week is, you know, we have an opportunity to, you know, to beat a Harlan team that, you know, is really kind of down right now. And, you know, we've been talking to the seniors is, you know, how do you guys want to be remembered? I mean, this could be something big that, you know, could set your legacy here, you know, as a senior class that, you know, hey, you guys were the ones that got things turned around against Harlan and, you know, and made it a rivalry again. And that's what we've really been stressing to the kids. And, you know, we know as a coaching staff, you know, Coach Blatt and his staff are going to bring everything they can at us. And, you know, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to try to win. But, you know, it's just, you know, we've got to get our guys to be that way and, you know, and really believe that, hey, we can get this done.
Is there a danger, though, of just looking at the 1-3 record and the struggles that they've had the last few weeks and just forgetting about what you're trying to do, the X's and O's and all the detail work that needs to go into a game to actually win it?
Oh, yeah, there's always, you know, there's always that danger. You know, you don't want to put too much emphasis on who you're playing. You know, we need to fix our things, too. And, you know, and it's not something that we talk about all the time, but it's something, hey, you know, at the end of practice we talk about, you know, hey, this is Harlan week, and you know, I don't think you guys understand the opportunity that you have, and you know, I think they're starting to get it, you know, and that's I think that's big for those guys, and like I said, you know, we need to get those guys to buy in that, hey, you know, this could be the beginning of a new, you know, new era in this rivalry, and you know, way for these seniors to really go out, you know, feeling good about themselves.
Let's talk about this Harlan team a little bit because we've, as I mentioned up front, they're averaging under 200 yards offense, total offense per game. They lost their quarterback. They're going to run with a senior, but he's not been a quarterback for much of his career. He's been in the system. But they're a team that's really struggling offensively to move the football. They're not one that's really turning the ball over a ton, but they're just struggling to get out of the gate. What do you see when you look at the film?
Well, you know, they're you know, a typical Harlan team. I mean, Coach Blatt kind of does what he does, and you know, they want to try to do what they've been doing. They just, you know, they just don't have the size that, you know, that I've seen in the past from, you know, when I used to recruit, you know, kids from Harlan. You know, but they do have some athletes, and they've got some kids that can make some plays. They got a return kid that, you know, he's pretty fast, and you know, so they do have some weapons. It's just, you know, a matter of, you know, they've just got to get those weapons rolling, and if they ever get that stuff going, I, you know, they'll win some more football games.
Well, they've struggled offensively, as we said, only scoring 14 points in the last three games, all losses. They've also given up 100 points in the last three games, all losses, and you know, the defense isn't helping them out a whole lot either. What can you do this week to exploit, you know, what they're not doing well?
You know, what we do offensively is, you know, is what we do. You know, we're not gonna, you know, change a whole lot. You know, we just need to do a better job of ourselves, making sure we're blocking the guys we're supposed to block. And, you know, I think physically we match up really well against Harlan, you know, from a size standpoint. And, you know, I think that's really going to help us out offensively. Last week ADM had some really, really small, quick guys that, you know, kind of beat our big guys to the spot. You know, Harlan doesn't necessarily have that. They've got guys that are very similar to ours, and I think we'll match up really well.
Mm-hmm. How much does it mean to your team to be able to run a bit of a rotation out of that backfield now? You started out the season with Brody Peterson primarily being the feature back in the backfield alongside the quarterback, but Drake Roller's really played well for your ball club and really kind of grown into that spot over time. How much does it mean to have two guys to be able to move in and out?
Oh, it's big. I mean, it gives us another opportunity to, you know, to get Brody, you know, a rest, or give Drake a rest. And, you know, if we didn't have Drake, Brody would be playing all the time on both sides of the ball on every single special team. And just having a guy that can step in and, you know, give you the same production that, you know, the starter can, you know, that's always really big to be able to have that. And, you know, and I think it adds a little bit of competition for both of those guys, you know, to, you know, hey, who's going to get more yards this week and who's going to have a better game? And I think that anytime you can bring that competition into that, you know, it always makes guys play better.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, what's the difference in the ball game coming up here tonight? You're looking at the two teams. You know yours. You've seen theirs. What's the difference tonight?
You know, the big difference I would say is, you know, we just, you know, they're struggling. You know, they're kind of going down and we're, you know, hopefully on the rise. And that's, you know, I'd say that's probably the biggest two differences is, you know, that, you know, we're kind of going in opposite directions and we're kind of meeting in the middle right now as, you know, as we're on the way up and they're on the way down. And, you know, whoever's team shows up tonight is going to be the team that wins.
Well, I know Harlan's dealing with some injuries right now, in some cases to some key personnel. What about your squad? Are you pretty healthy?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy. We're a little banged up and bruised, but, you know, you're halfway through the season. That's, you know, that's pretty much a given for any football team. But, yeah, other than that, you know, just some bumps and bruises here and there. You know, haven't had any season-ending injuries or anything like that, so we should be good.
Excellent. Well, Coach, thanks so much again always for your time. We appreciate that. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. That's Coach Eric Waldstein. We'll have the game for you live tonight here on KJAN. Our hour-long pregame show gets underway at 6:30 tonight, right after Who's Going to Win, and kickoff set for 7:30 at newly renovated Merrill Field. Hope you get a chance to watch the game with us. If not, listen to it with us here on the radio, or you can catch our live streaming video of the ball game at KJAN.com. That'll do it for Trojan Preview. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here on KJAN.